We're on 185. Okay, vicious astronomer. Aniruddha. 185.
Aniruddha.
Nakenapi.
Nakenapi.
Pradurbhaveshu.
Pradurbhaveshu.
Niruddha.
Niruddha.
Iti.
Iti.
Aniruddha.
Aniruddha.
Niruddha in the Sanskrit or in our commentaries, niruddha is a common word. Oh, it means an obstruction. So it's any type of obstruction. Obstruction is niruddha. Aniruddha is free of obstruction. So the one who has no is free of any obstruction. It unnegates aniruddha. So here it says, na kenapi. Kenapi, not by anything. An absolute, with this type of word, what do you call these? This particular type of...
Oh, absolute.
No. Na kenapi, it makes an, instead of some, kenapi would be by anything. Na kenapi means by nothing. So, you know, there's a word for it, I forget, but na kenapi, not by anything. Pradurbhaveshu. Pradurbhava are the different avatars. So all like Krishna, Rama, all of the different avatars, in reference to all of the avatars, niruddha, never any obstruction. So when an avatar was sent to do a particular duty, to a particular mission, it would always be fulfilled. There would be a lot of obstacles, but he would never be stopped. He could never be obstructed, no matter how they tried. And they always tried many, many ways to bring about an obstruction. We were never able to do it, not for any of the avatars, but for Ishwar himself, of course. Whatever is Ishwar's sankalpa is the sankalpa. And so no matter what obstructions are there, the sankalpa will always mow through, no matter what. One beautiful thing to understand in terms of this is Ishwar manifests in the form of Dharma. Right? So remember I said if you want to operationalize Ishwar so that you could always appreciate Ishwar in the creation? It is Dharma. It is the manifestation and the continuation of Dharma. All of the laws, that is the order of Ishwara. What this means, and you think, all a Dharma is Jiva Srishti. Whether it be coming from an Asura, a Rakshasa, you know, or from a Jiva, any type of Jiva, the Jiva Srishti, what's coming up in the Jiva's mind, that is going to be the Adharma that is pushing against Dharma. Okay. But Dharma always wins. It may take a long time, but the Dharma, the creation itself, will always right itself because the laws of Dharma keep moving on. Right? And so the Adharma, once Swamiji said, the Adharma is just plowed under. Plowed under. Adharma is completely being plowed under. Yeah? Sometimes in human time, Ishwar moves so slowly. Like that plowing of the plowing under the Adharma can take a long period of time. But nothing will ever stop the motion of Dharma itself, the motion of Ishwar itself. And so even though you may think at some point that the Adharma is overruling us all, or is starting to become way too strong, it's at that time. Whenever that happens, you will find certain forces rising up to neutralize that. And when things are really bad, then Bhagawan will send an avatar, or I say these partial avatars also, you know, in order to handle certain problems, or he takes form himself as an avatar in order to set the Dharma straight. But you can see all of the time, certain forces rising up to balance the Adharma that seems to be dominating. So it's really, really a wonderful thing to just watch for how is this Adharma that seems to be destroying so many people, what compensatory dharmas are coming in, and jivas, also avatars, shesha avatars coming in to neutralize that. In any case, the Bhagawan is aniruddha. It will never be stopped, nor will any sankalpa of his be stopped, nor any partial avatar that comes in order to do a particular thing that's necessary to do for the creation. Okay?
Well, that reminds me of, that's just not for India, that's for the entire world.
That's for the universe.
Yeah, kind of, I think of Bernie Sanders when you said, that was a...
Yeah, we can think of many different people, but, you know, let's... Let's say that the questions were in the sense of thought from the creation. 186. Sunanandaha.
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 Suran. Anandayati.
Anandayati.
Iti.
Iti.
Suranandaha.
Suranandaha.
Suras are the devas. Asuras are the non-devas. The ones that don't... Suras means they have self-effulgence. They're light, you know. They have tejas. So Suran is in the accusative plural here. So Anandayati, the one who causes, who brings the ananda, is the cause for the ananda that the devas are using. So Anandayati is causal. The one who causes the devas to have ananda, he's the giver of the ananda. The ananda, the devas themselves can give much ananda. To those who pray to the devas, you know, they can themselves bestow ananda, but the ananda that they're bestowing comes only from Bhagawan. So, Suran Anandaha, the one who is gives the ananda, the giver of the ananda to the devas. Okay. Okay. So we'll stop there because these next two take some time. Okay. Let's say it clear.
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishaha go brahmanebhya shubhamastu nityam loka samasa sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yam shobarahitah Brahmana santu nirbhayaha Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha Sarve santu niramayaha Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukha bhag bhaved Asatoma sadgamaya Tamasoma jyotirgamaya Mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudakshate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.